it's Blair
and Aubrey, and we're so glad you came along to see what we're pouring into this week.
So sit back, sip, and let's get started. We're back.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's taken us a minute to get here, but we're here.
Yes, we are.
And we're ready to put Pouring Grace out into the world. So
exciting.
I know. We're very excited. This is our first episode back after the new year. And we just wanted to kind of talk to y'all about the change.
To the followers who are new, mm-hmm. we were previously Gridiron Grace as a podcast. Mm-hmm. And to our old followers, hello, you're going to hear this real quick and again.
I know. Sorry that you have to hear this spiel again.
Apologize. But to our new followers, we were previously Gridiron Grace. And our niche with that was more of the gridiron part, where we were mainly focused on football and the football season and being coaches' wives. Mm-hmm. And what that looked like. And as time went on and the more podcasts we put out, we started noticing that a lot of people were liking the podcast that we were putting out that wasn't necessarily strictly football based. So we just kind of decided to go with our heart and kind of move in a direction where we don't necessarily focus mainly on coaching and football wives. That's still who we are. And mm-hmm. so we're still going to definitely put some stuff out like that, but we are going to move more towards, you know, faith-based discussions and
just more. Yeah. So to what Aubrey was saying, like, we were getting a lot of requests to speak more on our lives other than being a coach's wife, which we were very flattered.
Yes.
And I don't know, we just thought that was really cool and not something to ignore or dismiss. So that is where the change in the first part of the name came. So we decided to get rid of Gridiron and to change it to Pouring. And we will explain why we chose Pouring in just a second. But that just kind of changing that first word, we felt just gave us more freedom to speak on more parts and more aspects of our life.
And also to reach other people who are not necessarily in the sports world.
Right.
To where it's more open to moms, whether you have a husband who is a football coach, a baseball coach, you know, or, you know,
a doctor, a lawyer, whatever.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So in saying that, we wanted to keep Grace because mm-hmm. we loved Grace and we loved what it stood by with, you know, our first podcast, Gridiron Grace. And so mm-hmm. we definitely wanted to keep that. And we were looking into, y'all, I think we threw out 1,000 names.
Oh my God.
For this podcast.
I think me and Aubrey spent 48 hours on the phone going back and forth, like trying. And we just knew, like, we kept praying. We were like, God is going to put the word in front of us. He's going to put it on our heart. So we finally came across this piece of scripture, Psalm chapter 45, verse 2. And it said, "You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever." And we were like, ah, light bulb. That's it. Pouring Grace. And it just felt incredibly right.
And how good was it for, like, a podcast where, you know, our ultimate goal is to, you know, speak grace and love and truth over people. And mm-hmm. this scripture verse says, I mean, basically, you know, grace is poured upon your lips. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. We want to pour out grace mm-hmm. into your lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what, I mean, it meant a lot to me in regards to that.
Right. And I think just us being wives and moms, and I'm sure you are those things as well. Like, you know, like, we are constantly pouring ourselves yes. into our children. We pour ourselves into our husbands. And so it felt like the right word to get across, like, what we want this next phase of our podcast to be. We do not have all the answers, but I think, like, most podcasts that I listen to, like, I don't go to them necessarily for answers. Mm-mm. It's more of like a comfort to be like, I'm not the only one that goes through this. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one who's, like Aubrey said when she got here, I was like, my kids, we have lost all the remotes for our Roku TVs. And so she was like, oh, she goes, I'm so glad to know.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, that my kids are not the only one that just loses all kinds of stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, absolutely not. So like something simple like that, you know, just.
And even going for a different perspective, you know, there are people that put out podcasts and I listen to it. And I'm like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, I'd never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily, you know, what they're saying is right and wrong. It's just more of like a different perspective that right. you want to hear encouragement, right. you know, of something that you've already talked to all your friends about. And then you go and you listen to something and you're like, you know what? Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
That's something to think about.
Yeah. So many times I've walked away and I've been like, wow. Like, if only I would have seen it like this last week.
Yes.
Or only if I would have seen it like this. And it just, I feel like that's all part of growing and, you know, well, growing not only as a person, but as a wife, as a mm-hmm. mother, as a coach's wife, mm-hmm. you know, just whatever it is that you label yourself as. So before we get any deeper into, you know, what pouring means to us, do we want to, for the new people that are listening, do we just kind of want to quickly just say who we are?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm Blair and my husband, David, and I have been married for 9 years, together for 12. And we have 4 children. We have Allie Jewel, who is 7. We have Beau, who is 6. We have Gabriel, who is 5, and we have Leo, who is 4. So definitely a lot of pouring of myself into, you know, this season of my life, you know, into my kids, and it's chaos and it's amazing. And I would not change any part of my life and the way it is right now for anything. I just feel incredibly blessed to be able to be a mom to my 4 kids and be a wife to my husband. And yeah, so Aubrey.
Yeah, I am Aubrey and I have been married to Anthony. It will be 7 years in May. We've been together for 9 years. We have 3 kids. We have Asher, who is 5, Connor, who is 4, and our little precious brand new, I say brand new, 5-month-old.
She's
Chloe Bell.
She's brand new.
So yeah. We ended everything with a beautiful baby girl. And it's, you know, newborn life, hashtag no sleep. Mm-hmm. Both the boys slept so good. Mm-hmm. And leave it to sister to just ruin mm-hmm. my track record. I'm just kidding. But yeah. She is.
I'm often curious if that's a female thing. Because
I think it is.
Allie Jewel was our worst sleeper.
Yes.
And then my 3 boys, they were just chef kiss. Like they just slept so well. And mm-hmm. they're, you know, we had no sleep drama with mm-hmm. them. But Allie Jewel, I think, you know, girls are just nosy. Mm-hmm. They feel mm-hmm. girls tend to have FOMO.
She has FOMO so much FOMO. Bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's just like, wants I just to know. Wanna, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. I can see mm-hmm. her when she gets older that she will not sleep in her bed. She'll probably be in the bed with the boys or mm-hmm. come climb in our bed with us. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not going to be by herself.
Mm-mm.
There's no way.
Allie Jewel still does that. Like, sometimes she thinks, she's like, Mom, I just, you know, I'm sick of the boys sleeping with me. So I just want to sleep in my room. And she'll maybe last like an hour. Uh-huh. And then the next morning, like she has somebody sleeping with her or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, I didn't really like being in my room by myself. So, you know.
Right.
But so anyway.
It's fun. Yeah. And the reason why we know each other is our husbands. They have been friends for 30 something years.
Mm-hmm.
They are now coaching together.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the football came in. They are both football coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony used to coach in college and we were back in high school and
mm-hmm.
working with David and enjoying that aspect of life.
Yes. Yes. It's definitely a crazy life, you know, being in the coaching room and mm-hmm. all of that, but we love it.
Mm-hmm.
We love it so much. And like she said, that's where our original idea came from. And we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were so naive and innocent in the podcast world. Mm-hmm. And we had no idea what we were doing last summer, whenever, you know, all of this came to be. And it was just, I don't know, I look back to last summer, it was just so fondly because I'm like, we did not have a clue.
Yes.
We didn't know how to work equipment. We
no.
didn't know like what programs to use. And so just like the whole journey of figuring all of that out was just, it was very rewarding. And mm-hmm. then to have the response that we did mm-hmm. for the podcast, like we had zero expectations. We yes. were like, you know, maybe if like the other coaches' wives on the team listen to it, like, you know, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But
even if 10 people listen, right, no big deal.
And I don't know, we just felt incredibly blessed. And then
we met some really incredible coaches' wives.
Yes. All of the wives that we interviewed last season, like in the fall. Oh my gosh. Like,
it was
incredible. Yeah. And I truly feel like we're friends with these people.
I do too. I'm like, oh yeah, we're still like,
yeah, like we communicate like through social media and just like, I don't know, like I enjoy watching their little families uh-huh. and their kids uh-huh. and okay,
and
like did y'all
sports,
win?
And it's
yeah,
like,
did
yes.
y'all win on Friday night? So it was just such a cool connection to make. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like God's always, you know, going to put on your heart when you need to grow and expand. And mm-hmm. I think for us, it was a little earlier than anticipated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited to see where this new little journey takes us. So yeah. Anyway, okay, well, back to pouring mm-hmm. and kind of like what it means to us.
So we I wanted to Google, you know, what does it mean to like pour out like in a biblical sense. Mm-hmm. And so researched this and read it, and it said to send forth as to pour out words, prayers, or sighs, to pour out the heart or soul.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much our basis of the podcast. I mean, we want to pour out mm-hmm. our hearts and mm-hmm. what we've learned mm-hmm. and pour into our listeners. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Blair and I'm like, sometimes that means that like, I'm gonna need you to pour into me mm-hmm. because I'm empty. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're empty, I'm gonna pour into you. But that's like our goal, is that, you know, we want to take what we learn, you know, when we're studying the word, and just pour into you guys.
Mm-hmm. And also when it said pour out words of prayer,
mm-hmm.
like I think that is something that is so important to us. Like we not only want to just like talk about things going on in our life and stuff that we're reading and studying, but like we also want to pray for anyone who mm-hmm. listens. And with every episode that we record, just know that like we are praying for you as we're speaking, whatever it is we're mm-hmm. speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we want to encourage you, like if you ever have anything that you want us to pray for you for, please send us a message on Instagram or email us. And all of that information of how to get in touch with us, you can find on our website that we created, which we're really excited about.
Yes.
We had so much fun creating it. And anyway, it's pouringgracepodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about growing pains.
Yeah.
Definitely learned a lot creating the website.
Oh my gosh. I am not tech savvy at all. Thank God for Aubrey, because, you know, she graduated in marketing, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and I graduated in early childhood education. So I just like, I know I can create some cute stuff, you know, crafts, whatever, but technology has never been my strong point. So anyway, I would like send Aubrey these ideas and I'm like, can you make this happen? Like, can you put this on the website? So anyway, you know, God gives us our talents mm-hmm. and, you know, we use them where we can. And mm-hmm. Aubrey's talent is technology.
I wouldn't even say it's a talent. I think yeah. it's just like learning as it goes.
So, and anyway, so.
Yep. I know like in Philippians, Paul was talking about, you know, himself being poured out, and it was a form of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes if we're pouring out and not being poured into, then we're going to dry up.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't be who God's called us to be if we're empty. And so if we're not being poured into, then we can't be 100% for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if, you know, you're unable or I'm unable to find the time to fill myself up in God's word or with God's people, you know, something will have to change.
Mm-hmm.
A person who's filled up can pour out. And if a person who is dry can only wear out.
Yeah. And not necessarily like what we say, but if you can take a piece of anything like from an episode that contributes to your cup being filled mm-hmm. in any type of way, I think that like that would be such a success for us. Yeah. Okay. So when we were studying Paul, and he was talking about demanding seasons, I just immediately was like, oh, like that is speaking to me, because me and my husband are in such a demanding season right now with our kids. You know, they're still very young. They're very close in age. They're all trying to get our attention in some type of way, whether that's through, you know, positive behavior or negative behavior. And it's just a lot. It's a lot of chaos. Mm-hmm. being in our household. It's beautiful chaos. Like, wouldn't change it for anything. But you know, it can be exhausting. Mm-hmm. We know this as moms. Like, we definitely get overwhelmed and we get tired, and we just kind of live sometimes in these seasons in a state of fog. I know there's sometimes like I come out and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know, where have I been for the last month? What have I been doing?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I completely agree. Just even right now with the new baby, like I feel like my, you know, my boys, they're like, Mom, come play with us. Come play with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, oh, I've got to feed sister, or I've got to go change mm-hmm. sister. I'll be yeah. out here to play in a second. And mm-hmm. then at the end of the day, when I've done, you know, I'm done working, mm-hmm. done taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, to be honest, like, want to go and jump on the trampoline with you. I am so mm-hmm. tired. But then I know that, like, this, it's like a war, because then it's like,
yeah,
it's like, I know that, you know, there are going to be, there comes a day when my children are not going to ask me to come jump on the trampoline with them.
I know.
Or like, Mom, Dad, like, tuck us in, read us a book. And it's like, I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed right now. But one day they're not going to ask me.
They're not going to want us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just so, it's demanding mm-hmm. and it's hard right now. Mm-hmm. But I know that it'll, you know, one day it's going to be gone.
I know.
And so.
Oh, my God. I can't even think about that. That's so depressing. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. I struggle with that tremendously, because I stay home and I try to get as much done during the day as I can. And if I can cook something that I can put on and not have to be like physically cooking while they're home, like I try mm-hmm. to do that. But I mean, it doesn't matter how much you prepare. Like, there is going to be a curveball at some point when your kids get home. They're not all going to be happy at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just not all going to be on the same page.
I feel like we're never all on the same page. Like, no. Anthony and I, for like Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. it was like we were up, we were early, we had outfits picked out, they were ironed, we were still late.
Oh, 100%.
Still late.
100%.
And it's like, you could be the most prepared as you can be. Mm-hmm. And when you have kids, it is like,
oh my gosh.
Good luck trying to get somewhere, anywhere on time. But it's just the demanding season.
It is. It's a demanding season. So, funny story. Easter weekend. Okay. We ended up running into this other couple that goes to church with us, and they have young kids. And so we were just kind of chit-chatting, catching up, all the things. And they were like, as we were leaving, they were like, are we going to see y'all Sunday at church? And we were like, yeah, absolutely. And so the husband like made a joke, and it really was funny. He said, last weekend we were running really late. He goes, and we got there and we were like, oh my gosh, like they already started singing. He said, and then I looked at my wife and was like, well, if the Seminoles are there before us, then we're really late. He said, because we can always bank on the Seminoles being late to church. And we were like, oh my God, it's so true.
Yeah.
So to what you were saying, like, it does not matter. I could have everybody's clothes lined up, ready to go, and something is going to throw us off,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to be late.
Yep.
We will never be there before they start singing the songs. Mm-hmm. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I just count it as a win if we get there during worship, mm-hmm. because I'm like, if Pastor Timmy is talking already, I'm like, oh my God, like, this is so terrible.
Yes.
But anyway, so we're always getting off subject, but anyway, it's fine. I think also a part of the demanding season, and I don't know if you struggle with this as well, but having enough at the end of the day, because I know David, he gets home, you know, after homework, sometimes after I've already done mm-hmm. dinner and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So a lot of it is on my own. And when he gets home, you know, he's ready to see us. He's excited. And so I've struggled with like having enough left in me at the end of the day mm-hmm. to like give anything to him, you know? And I feel so guilty about that sometimes, you know? And like, I don't know if you struggle with that with Anthony.
I mean, he came home the other day and like watched Chloe and everything while I brought Asher to ABA, and I come home and he's sitting on the couch and there's a sink full of dishes, and I just was so angry. And I'm like, it wasn't his fault, obviously. He does the dishes all the time, but I was just so worn out by 5 o'clock when I got home that when I saw the dishes, it just sent me into
trigger
another level.
It triggered.
But yes, it's hard for me to when I'm done with all of my kids and everything.
It's taken, like, you wouldn't think it takes a lot of effort, but like I have to be super intentional in being like, okay, he's just worked all day, you know, and not wanting to throw it all on him when he gets home just so I can have a break. But then also being like super present with him as his wife and just kind of being like, how was your day? Tell me about it. You know, I'm good at asking how his day was, but I guess just going deeper than that, really, than just like surface level conversation and just really connecting with him.
I mean, we literally, Anthony and I tried to have a conversation yesterday and have a deep conversation while the kids were outside playing. And I think we got through 5 words of the
Nothing meaningful can take place with your spouse while the kids are awake. I mean, that's just, you're just asking for failure.
I know.
You're asking for failure. There's no success there.
I know. Yeah. So that is just kind of what we, you know, wanted to share with you guys of our heart for this podcast, and whether you are in the best season of your life or the hardest season of your life, we are here for you. We want to join you in it, and we can't wait to talk to you each week and pour into you each week and just see where this life and podcast takes us.
Yeah. We're excited.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. If you are an old listener, we are so excited that you are keeping up with us still. And if you're a new listener, we just are so excited that you found us, and we can't wait to connect more. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram if you don't. That way you can stay up to date on new episodes. We are going to be putting them out every Tuesday now instead of Monday. And yeah, so we're just so excited that you took the time to listen today. So,
and stay tuned, because we have another secret surprise.
We do have a secret surprise for y'all, and it's going to be precious. We're really excited about it. So anyway, we will see y'all next week.
Bye.